Last, I'm going to say it today. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for 1,000 Points of Light. So time for me to pack the bag and move out. I'll be here next Sunday with our 4th of July program entitled Who the Lord Sets Free is going to be free indeed. That's going to be our independence program for next Sunday, July the 3rd. Hope to see you here bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. If by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless. I'm supposed to mail that and I didn't. I guess it's running my mouth so much.
Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition, and this is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 this morning. And so this morning what we're doing is, sorry, I should have been a little more prepared. Here's my deal. You know, obviously with the news on Brexit this week, all the eyes of the world have been cast upon the UK. So this is my opportunity to have a show devoted to the UK, London, Britpop, anything coming out of their English music. No skiffle. Actually, so it's all going to be sort of more politically oriented rock and all that sort of thing that I like to play. So what that means is, you know, it's kind of anything, not just the bands you'd expect, like The Clash and also Gang of Four, Billy Bragg, and others like the Psychedelic Furs and Sex Pistols and everything like that. It's going to be sort of a wide swath. And so that's sort of what's going on this morning. And right now I'm trying to look for the song. I do really want to start the song, the show off with a specific song, and I don't think I know where it is at the moment. So what we're going to do is I'm going to work my way into it. And instead what we're going to do is play Safe European Home by The Clash. And so, you know, it's funny because the whole the vote came through this past week. Big news all week long. Everyone's been talking about it. And, you know, the young people have, seems like their voice was not really heard. If you, the vote breaks down significantly by a demographic group, by demo groups. And anybody who was young voted to stay. Anybody who was old voted to leave. It's almost like they had this old colonial feeling. They didn't need anybody else. You know, they could be on their own, just like they were in the great days of the British Empire. And so it seems like there was a major disconnect between the two. And now I think they're pushing for a second vote, which seems unlikely to happen, I think. But anyway, that's sort of the deal here this morning. This is Safe European Home from The Clash, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah. sit on a Steinway, so sick upon a Steinway, the sailors drown. See them talk and see them drown, see them drink and fall around up on the floor. Oh my God.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. That was Elvis Costello, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. And this is our Britpop show. It's our Brexit show. So I'm specifically trying to find songs that were that are political in nature, I guess we'll say. And that are also written by British musicians. I mean, nothing obviously in reaction to the Brexit decision, although that would be kind of amazing if I were able to find something. I mean, especially since I don't really keep up on music anymore. But I mean, that's everything that's political, that's sort of like lashing out at like the Queen or Margaret Thatcher, just government and politics and corruption in general. And that's sort of what we're doing here this morning. So we had Safe European Home from The Clash, Billy Bragg, A New England, Psychedelic Furs, Sister Europe, and we just heard Elvis Costello and The Attractions, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding from Armed Forces. 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and let's continue on. This is a good one coming up. Jarvis Cocker, solo project, after, I don't know if Pulp officially broke up, but I think maybe he just put them on a long-term hiatus. And in 2006, he came out with a self-titled debut solo record called Jarvis, and there's a good track on here called Running the World, and we're gonna hear that right now. 1,000 points of light, WMFO.
They tried to make me go.
That wasn't it. What the hell? It's this one. Oh man, alive. We were having too much fun here in the studio, too much chit chatting. Too much of that. We're not going to hear Amy Winehouse. We're going to hear this instead. 1,000 points of light, WMFO.
Boys and girls, cunts are still running the world. simply natural. Do you think that I'm some kind of dummy? It's the ideal way to order the world. Fuck the morals, does it make any money? And if you don't like it, then leave. Or use your right to protest down the street. Yeah, use your right, but don't imagine that it's hurt.
present embarrassment and failure. And the father who must be killed is the blight upon your blighted life, and his might is his legal right to ground you down. Stepchild, with every petty swipe, you just might find you're fighting for your life. And the father who must be killed is a stepfather, but nonetheless
I'm
Ah, yes. Sex Pistols, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And yes, anarchy. There's anarchy in the UK. They're country divided. That's how we're interpreting that one. Before that, Morrissey, The Father Who Must Be Killed. I guess that was my little reference to how there's a big generation gap between those who voted to stay and those who voted to leave the EU. We're, of course, referring to the Brexit decision this past week. Tumult in the UK. We're all talking about how they potentially sacked the entire economy for the world and even our country, too. The Stranglers, Something Better Change from No More Heroes. Very underappreciated band, I think, the Stranglers. Jarvis Cocker, The Cunts Are Still Running the World from the album named Jarvis. And he played Coachella that year, and I happened to be there, of course, for an hour. Getting on to almost 10 years ago when that occurred. Actually, it's officially 10 years. No, that'll be next year, 2017. Sorry, my math is a little slow this morning. That's what's going on. So it's a bunch of political songs, all from artists emanating from the UK. Everybody's writing about stuff, you know, whether it be relevant to Brexit or not. I'm just sort of incorporating it, making it into an interesting show that way. I do sort of a different twist. Sometimes I just show up here and do a Britpop show, and that's kind of it. I play lots of shoe-staring, Mizdis, and Factory Records, and then I pack it up and go home. So we're trying to do it a little differently this time. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Hoping we're having a great summer. The weather's starting to get warmer, and that's my weather report. All right, let's do it. Up next, it's To Hell with Poverty from Gang of Four, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Oh, because of the color of the skin. Run, 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 but you just can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Talking about love today.
Good.
right, there we go. The Police, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that is when the world is running down, you make the best of what's still around. And there's some optimism there from Jindata Mandata. Great record. I think that's their third record. You know, for their first three records, there was just nonsense titles. You know, I never read, like, why they had titled their records in these nonsense, with these nonsense words, Outlands, Do Amour, Regatta de Blanc, Jindata Mandata. They don't mean anything. At least I don't think they do. Aztec Camera before that with Mick Jones. If you heard Mick Jones's voice and correctly identified it, you get extra bonus points. Good Morning Britain was the name of that song, originally appearing on the Stray record. Love and Rockets, Ball of Confusion. Not really my favorite Love and Rockets song. They have a bunch that are nice and very good. This one, yeah, it's okay. But, I mean, what's the confusion there? I mean, he's, like, name-checking Reaganomics. I mean, it's just kind of ridiculous. What problems were there back in the 80s? Now we have all these mass shootings. We have ISIS. You know, like, that was even before September 11th. How confusing was the world back then? Not as confusing as it is now. Gang of Four, To Hell with Poverty, From Another Day, Another Dollar. Started off the set, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is the show all about the Brexit. We're trying to find music from the UK that is originally written by artists hailing from the UK. Obviously, this wouldn't be related to Brexit necessarily, but just something political or something generally concerned about the state of the welfare of the world or of the UK or England in general, and that's sort of what we've been doing this morning. In case you do feel the urge to call in, the number here is 781-350-3264. That number again, 781-350-3264. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Let's move on. Up next, how about this from John Lennon, Nobody Told Me, from I think the one solo record that was released posthumously. We're going to hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Deep ball. Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's Natchez in the bathroom, just below the stairs. All of something happening, nothing going on. There's all of something cooking, nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got. Everybody's a winner,